America's Olympic boxing hopes rest partly on an Alabama heavyweight who's a relative beginner. Deontay Wilder is a lanky power puncher. Alabama Public Radio's Brett Tannehill has this profile.
Deontay Wilder drips with sweat as he pounds the heavy bag at Sky Boxing, his home gym in Northport, Alabama.
Do that again. Is that right hand left hook? Get that right hand back up high when you do it.
The tiny garage-like gym sits in part of a large gray metal building, and it's where the 22-year-old Olympian first began boxing 3 years ago. With each punch, the bag rattles on its chains like a cat's toy on a string. Sky Boxing manager, Jay Dees.
He's extremely strong, and he's got a tremendous punch. But the thing that sets him apart is that will to win. When it comes down to one of us is getting knocked out time, he's all for that. He's right there.
In the past year, that's helped Wilder rocket from obscurity to gold medal contender. First round knockouts and dramatic come from behind wins led to a Golden Gloves championship and a trip to Beijing. He's 6'7", muscular, and covered with tattoos. It's an imposing look. That is, until you see him smile.
Deontay, he's a southern boy, laid back, like to enjoy life, man, family, friends or whatever. Just an average guy. I'm the type of person that it don't take much to be pleased, man, just the basic stuff,
Wilder says fighting is something he learned and got in plenty of trouble for growing up. He says he was a quiet kid who mostly fought people who bullied or tried to bully him. A fight in seventh grade was one too many, and he was sent to a school for at-risk students.
That was my turnaround in my life, though. Going to alternative school, and seeing what's that all about, knowing that I was a kid that didn't belong there, It was a good experience there. Sometimes you got to go through the bad to get the good out of it.
The good included a college basketball scholarship and the birth of a baby girl, Naiya.
Ring, 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 ring.
Naiya's birth and resulting medical bills due to a spinal birth defect forced Wilder to quit school and basketball. He began working three jobs to support her, and he took up boxing to feed his competitive nature, a nature he says comes from his family, which holds giant fishing tournaments where everyone competes, even their 84-year-old grandmother. He says those tournaments taught him about winning and about having fun.
Turn hard.
Boxing manager Dees is now wearing large brown mitts as he and Wilder circle each other in the ring.
One more time, perfect. Are you throwing that right hand? Keep your left hand up. Last one.
Go Miller, go Miller!
Trainer Timothy Mitchell says Wilder is an inspired fighter.
I just enjoyed his hunger for the sport. He's the type of person that wanted to learn, and he asked questions. And that's a sign of a hungry boxer.
That hunger is spreading. Deontay Wilder's unlikely journey has others at Sky Boxing, mainly a group of teenagers, talking and dreaming about the London Olympics in 2012. For NPR News, I'm Brett Tannehill in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.